It was a World Series that wasn't the real World Series. Then again, maybe it was, for the biggest names in baseball were a part of a contest that drew a lot of attention. The unique story from decades past is today's American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
People are always asking, do you go all the places on your show? The answer is yes. And now I hope you'll join me on one of those adventures. We're headed to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll enjoy Italy's famous cities, Rome, Florence, and Venice. You see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills and sprawling vineyards, and much, much more. You can get all the details by clicking the link at AmericanCountryside.com or just give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. There's an early bird discount, so don't wait. Join us today. In the late 1800s, U.S. Navy ships began forming their own baseball teams as the sport gained popularity on land. But this wasn't just a game to be played for fun. It had a purpose.
During World War I, the sport of baseball became integrated into Navy training. They saw the sport made sailors quicker. Maybe they could throw grenades better.
Megan Churchwell is the curator at the Puget Sound Navy Museum.
Yes, it was actually part of the sailors' training. There were books about how to set up baseball training for hundreds of recruits.
Baseball continued to gain a large audience in the early 1900s, but World War II eventually caused the major leagues to suspend action. But the game continued in the U.S. military.
Bunch of the major leaguers are in the Navy. You know, Yogi Berra was in the military. Bob Feller was actually the first major leaguer to enlist after Pearl Harbor. So he gave up his baseball career for several years to serve in the Navy.
In 1944, the World Series was held in the armed forces, so to speak.
The Fleet Admiral Chester Nimitz actually threw out the first pitch. They pitted the Army against the Navy because there were so many major leaguers in the military during the war.
That game between the soldiers and sailors was literally a lineup of Major League Baseball players.
Of the 50 players that appeared in the Army-Navy World Series, 36 had been in the major leagues before the war.
The story of baseball in the war is just one of the many rotating exhibits that Megan helps oversee at the Puget Sound Naval Museum. Traveling the countryside in Bremerton, Washington, I'm Andrew McCray.